and Britain seemed to be standing alone against the Nazi war machine. George believed himself to be ill-equipped for such a task, yet he knew his people needed to hear from him, and that his words had to be both sobering and reassuring. As he prepared, the king's 13-year-old daughter, old enough to comprehend how anguished her father was about his speech, offered him a suggestion. She brought him a copy of one of her favorite poems, God Knows, by English poet Minnie Louise Haskins. She thought its opening stanza seemed appropriate for the dark hour, the threshold of a year that could hold little good for the people of Britain. The king agreed, and at the close of his speech read these words to the nation. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light, that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." The message of that verse, trusting in God in a season of fearful uncertainty, struck a deep chord and captured the imagination of the British people. It was endlessly cited and printed in the days that followed, and ultimately became one of the most quoted poetic works of the 20th century. A young girl's instinct to seek comfort and guidance in the hand of a loving God was combined with a desire to point the British people to do the same. The little-known story of Queen Elizabeth. A little more than 12 years later, the same young princess who offered the idea of the famous poem to her father would be crowned Queen Elizabeth II, and began the longest reign in Britain's long, illustrious history. That reign has seen extraordinary changes in the world, and numerous crises for the British people, and more than a few family crises for the Queen herself. She took the throne at the height of the Cold War, and in the shadow of the threat of nuclear Armageddon. She ruled throughout the rapid and largely peaceful dissolution of the globe-spanning British Empire, in which dozens of colonial possessions in Africa and Asia received freedom and autonomy. She saw decades of sectarian bloodshed in Northern Ireland spill over to the streets of London in the form of terrorism. She witnessed the cultural upheavals of the late 60s and 70s, from which came the sexual revolution, the drug culture, and a widespread abandonment of Christianity and the Christian worldview. The Suez Crisis of 1956, the Falklands War, numerous recessions and financial shocks, and many other crises roiled her domain through the years. As with all of us, her personal and family life has also not been untouched by tragedy and deep disappointment across those decades. Every mother wants to see her children doing well and succeeding at the most significant things in life, including marriage and parenting. The Queen was dismayed when in 1992 she saw the world's tabloids catch fire with the news that her son, Prince Andrew, was separating from his wildly popular wife, Sarah Fergie Ferguson. Her daughter, Princess Anne, divorced her husband around the same time, compounding the Queen's pain in the midst of all the tongue-wagging and gossip. A book titled Diana, Her True Story was published, which asserted that another son, Prince Charles, had engaged in a long-running affair and that Princess Diana, lonely and hurting, had broken their marriage vows as well. The book sold faster than the publisher could print new copies. To cap what Elizabeth would later describe as her annus horribilis, Latin for horrible year, a fire gutted a large section of Windsor Castle, doing tens of millions of dollars in damage, while destroying numerous precious works of art and irreplaceable historic furnishings. The Queen was reported to be devastated. Even so, only a few days after the blaze, and in the face of all the embarrassing headlines surrounding her children, Elizabeth kept an engagement to deliver a speech at an event celebrating the 40th anniversary of her accession to the throne. With characteristic calm and just a hint of deadpan British wit,